Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
For the protection of Cook Inlet King salmon and ensuring future sport fishing opportunities, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Division of Sport Fish made several advisory announcements concerning sport fishing. The first indicates that sport fishing will be closed for king salmon, including catch and release, in all Cook Inlet salt waters north of the latitude of Bluff Point. The second is that sport fishing for king salmon will be closed for Kisiloff River through July 15th and restricted to catch and release the following day. The third advisory announcement is that personal use gillnet fishing hours will be further reduced on the Kisiloff River beginning Wednesday, June 15th through the 24th. Colton Lipka, area management biologist, tells KSRM.
Low King runs across Cook Inlet. We don't have what we'll call it a bright spot at the moment. You know, from Anchor, Deep, Nanilchik, Kisiloff, Kenai, all of our major King streams are all very low abundance this year. And so we've had to take these extra restrictive measures. The cases of those recent emergency orders closures, even on our hatchery stocks in the Kisiloff and the Nilchik, to conserve wild kings that are also migrating at the same time.
Lipka says there are no clean answers on what's causing the numbers to be at record low levels.
It's the big question that is still out there, whether it's a, you know, predominantly the ocean survival issue is our leading theory, but it's, as you know, the ocean's a big place and it's very hard to study, so no clean answers there.
In addition, there were emergency orders put in place which closed the early run king salmon sport fishery in the Kenai River through June 30th. Another closed the Anchor River and Deep Creek to all sport fishing through the 15th of July. And an additional one closed the Nanilchik River to all sport fishing through July 15th. Reliable, affordable transportation soon will be available for residents of the Central Kenai Peninsula. The Kenaichi Indian Tribe is launching Kotnu Area Transit, a fixed route bus service between Nikiski and Sterling. Brandy Bell, Elders and Transportation Manager for the Kenaichi Indian Tribe, tells KSRM.
So we had applied for a grant with the FTA for a fixed route spanning from Nikiski to Sterling, and we were awarded that grant this spring, and so we are moving forward with our plans to start that fixed route going fully live in 2023.
Bell elaborates on the need for public transportation in the community.
One of the things that we see within the tribe and all of our services is lack of transportation for our Unina. Those are the people who come to us and those that we serve. So our transportation program, which started up again in 2017, has been providing door-to-door on-demand service for all of those individuals who seek Kenaichi services. But what we haven't been able to do is assist with education and employment transportation. And so we saw this as a huge gap, not only with the Alaska Native and American Indian community, but as the general public as a whole. This has been a passion project for me for the last 5 years to finally get to this point and make it come to fruition.
The Kenaichi Indian Tribe was awarded a $1.1 million Federal Transit Administration Tribal Transit Program grant to pilot the project. As previously reported, the Kenai Peninsula Borough, City of Kenai, and City of Sultana all have expressed support for this project. Kotnu Area Transit service will start with one bus traveling between Sterling and Nikiski, and they are working with other local governments to identify safe locations for bus stops. They hope to fill in gaps in the area's transportation network and complement existing transportation services, including carts and Alaska Cab. The bus service will be open to the general public when Kotnu Area Transit's expected launch happens in 2023.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.